A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz, a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back here inside a beautiful Jackie Robinson Ballpark here in Daytona Beach, Florida, and the opening game of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona coming into play today. Losers of three in a row, 9-12 on the year. The Hammerheads at 11-10. Two games up on Daytona for second place in the East. And Daytona five back the Mets for first place in the division as well. Daytona, a tough road trip, dropping 5 of 6 in Port St. Lucie last week. It has been a lot of home victories in the Florida State League to start the season. Through the first 3-plus weeks throughout the league, home teams are 33 games above 500. Home teams a 67-34 record through the first 3-plus weeks of the campaign. That's a 63 winning percentage. Daytona 6-3 at home. They've scored 4 or more at home in 6 of 9 games. They've only scored 4 or more in 2 of 12 road games. So after winning 5 of 6 against the defending league champions a couple weeks ago against Bradenton. They have dropped 5 of 6 against St. Lucie and now get a chance to return to their home confines with Chase Petty expected to make the start tonight. Chase will make his third start of the season, his last home voyage. 4 no-hit innings in the best start of his young career. The Hammerheads tonight will hand the ball to the left-hander Luis Palacios, the returnee, 1-0, a 2.65 ERA. We'll step aside for a moment here on the pregame show. Earlier today, we had a chance to catch up with one of the hottest hitters for Daytona during that road trip at Clover Park. Catcher Hayden Jones will be our guest to talk about his baseball lineage, his first career home run, and the start to the season here in Daytona Beach. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch. Daytona and Jupiter, Reds and Marlins, and Florida State League Baseball coming your way on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside Tortugas left-handed swinging catcher. That is Hayden Jones. Hayden, welcome back here to Daytona Beach. Second month of this 2022 season. Hard to believe we already have a month in the books. How's it been so far, your first month in full season ball?
No, it's been great. You know, being able to play in front of fans again, and just, you know, back in Florida, kind of nice weather going in and out, and just being able to play ball. That's what we want to do, and that's what we're paid to do, so that's the best part of it.
One of the things I've talked a lot with your teammates over the year and over the last couple years for you guys as ball players, there hasn't been very many normal moments. 2020 was very unusual. Nothing about last year was usual between college and your pro career. What's it been like for you coming into this season, having somewhat of a normal routine in the off season and being on edge going to the
easier, was being able to show up, not having bunch of your, you can just focus on just showing up and playing, and when you're away from the field, you're away from the field. You have to do all this other small stuff, and so it definitely makes it a lot easier, especially when we're at home. We can just be ourselves and just get our work in, and not have to really worry about anything else but just working out, being with our families and everything. So that's what has made it a lot easier than in 2020 and everything.
One of the other benefits has been days like yesterday on a league-wide off day on Monday, is you guys have a little more time to, you know, explore your surroundings and enjoy life outside of the ballpark. Have you enjoyed your off days so far this season? Have you done anything? Have you added the energy to go out and to be active in and around Volusia County?
Yes. You sleep until about like 1-2 o'clock, and then you start getting back up and everything. So that's a nice part, is you go to bed early, but you wake up late. So you definitely... You recharge the battery, that's for sure. But no, my family has been down here, so we went and drove on the beach a couple times and went to the Daytona 500, did the tour there. So we've done a good amount of stuff on the off days and everything. So it's been fun trying to get out and see more of the area, not just stay up in the house and watch movies all day. But so it's been nice.
And you mentioned your family coming into town. No, not too many players had their families have the opportunity to come out and see them play in the Arizona Complex League last year. Did they get a chance to come out to see you there? And if not, what's it been like getting a chance to have them around as a pro ball player for the first time?
It's definitely been different. Being in college, they could get out more. But now it's my dad's not able to get out just because he's coaching college team back home. But my mom, she came down for the opening series and Palm Beach series. And same with my grandma, she lives in Florida, so she was able to come see, and my uncle came down with my mom. So it's hit and miss who can come, and my fiance, she'll come over in end of May. So it's kind of just whenever they want to, they just show up, and it makes it nice because, you know, you have some support, and it's hard enough job as it is. Just you, whether you do good or bad, the next day is harder than the past. So it's just nice to have something that can erase your mind or take your mind away from just the game when you get off the field. So that's been nice. In Arizona, my dad was able to show out or come out at the instructs, so that was nice. He could finally see me and start my pro career. So
And speaking of support, you hit your first professional home run this past week in St. Lucie, and there was a great reaction on social media from all your friends, family, former teammates, what have you, from all your different stops across your baseball tenure. How did it feel when it came off the bat when you finally saw it sail out for that first home run? And what's it like for you? Obviously, you've had a lot of people in your corner for a long time, but it's always got to be special to turn on your phone and see so many people ecstatic for you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely it gets you, it erases basically all those bad or negative parts that are in your game, whether it was the day before or the next day, that you can just look back and be like, there's always positive that you can look at. And having the support and everything back home, some of my closest friends, and you know, they're true friends. And I mean, you saw them show out on social media and everything. Those are your true friends, and you find out who they are quickly, and they stay by your side. And I wouldn't be where I am without them. But no, coming off that bat, I was hard out of the box and everything. I did not expect it to be going out, and I kind of just put my head down and started running. And then I was looking around, I'm like, what the heck's going on? People are fine. I'm like, oh crap, that went out. And I got back in the line, that went out by a long shot. I'm like, oh, okay. But no, it felt good and everything. Finally getting that first, I had my first one in spring training, but that one was definitely better than the spring training one.
One final question for you, Hayden. You talked about your dad and your relationship with him. Your dad, you mentioned a college coach, was a former college ball player, played briefly in the minor leagues in the Padres system. What's it like now being a pro ball player? Was there any advice your dad gave you as you were going through that process leading up to signing with Cincinnati? And how cool is it that, you know, both you and your dad can now say, you know, you're professional ball players?
Yeah, no, definitely. We've always been super close, and he's always pushed me to play 2 to 3 years up when I was coming into high school and everything, ever since I started, really. But he's always supported me and kind of lead me in the right direction, whether it was from going to college instead of signing at a high school, kind of just doing the right thing by getting me more mature before I just signed as a 18-year-old at that time. But now it's, you know, it was kind of 50-50 whether I was going to sign, just because it was a free agent deal and everything, and I could have gone for a lot more. Just some things during college season got messed up and everything, and just didn't work out. But in the end, I'd much rather be doing this than being back in college again. That's for 100% sure. But no, he's been my backhand man. Same thing with my mom. They've been my full supporters, alongside with my fiance. But no, it's definitely nice to be able to say, you know, it's always a dispute between the two of us who's better, but I think I got him on this one. But you know, he'll always try to say he's better, but we all know who's the real better one.
Gotta love that friendly family competition, Hayden Jones. But such a pleasure to have him here in Daytona Beach this season. We're thrilled to have him. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all your success. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, buddy.
Thank you. Sounds good. Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Welcome back out here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on this beautiful Tuesday night. And before Daytona takes the field, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, put together by their first-year manager
Angel Espada. Jose Salas will lead off at second base. 2021 first round pick Khalil Watson will bat second at short. Brady Allen will bat third in right field. Osiris Johnson, a returnee, will clean up in center. Kyler Castillo hitting 385, bats fifth in left. Christian Rodriguez will bat sixth over at third base. Zach Zubia at first base hits seventh. Cameron Barstad is behind the plate in the eighth spot, and Javion Cody will bat ninth as a DH with the left-hander Luis Palacios on the mound for the Hammerheads. As for Daytona, their starting lineup put together by their second-year manager, Gookie Dawkins. Gus Steiger bats leadoff here tonight. He's over at shortstop. Austin Hendrick will bat second in right. Jay Allen II will bat third for the first time this year in center. Yerlin Confidant back in the lineup will clean up in left. Ruben Ibarra at first. Michelle Triana hits sixth at third. Jamal O'Gwin, the DH, batting seventh. Hayden Jones, our pregame guest in the eighth spot. And batting ninth at second, Rainey Reyes with Chase Petty on the mound. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll have first pitch, Daytona and Jupiter coming your way on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
It is just about baseball time here on the outskirts of the world's most famous beach. Justin Rock back with you here high atop Jackie Robinson Ballpark, ready to bring you some baseball here on this Tuesday night. Blue skies up above. Some thin, hazy clouds way off towards the third base side, but overall a beautiful and clear evening for some FSL baseball. Let's take another quick look at the starting lineups tonight. First for the Hammerheads, put together by their manager, Angel Espada. Jose Salas leads off at second base. Khalil Watson, the shortstop, will hit second. Brady Allen in right field bats third. Cleaning up at center field, Osiris Johnson. Kyler Castillo is a left fielder in the five spot. Christian Rodriguez will bat sixth at third. Hitting seventh at first base, Zachary Zubia. Cameron Barstad will be behind the plate in the eighth spot. And Javion Cody will bat ninth and be the DH. On the mound for Daytona this evening, it is the 19-year-old right-hander Chase Petty. Petty, 6'1", 190 pounds, 19 years old, from Summers Point, New Jersey. Was the Twins' first-round pick last year at a Mainland Regional High School in Linwood, New Jersey. Petty making his fifth appearance and third start. 0-1, a 1.32 ERA. 9 hits in 13 and two-thirds innings, 2 walks, and 12 strikeouts. Petty pitched out of the bullpen his last time out. That was against the Mets on the 27th of April, last Wednesday. Gave up a run on 3 hits in 2 2/3 innings. Walked 1, struck out 2. And the 5-2 Mets win. So Jose Salas will get things going here on this Tuesday night. Salas coming into the day for Jupiter, hitting at 203 in 19 games. Righty ready, lefty batter ready in the first pitch of the ball game. A fastball strike at 95. And we are underway at 7:08 Eastern Time. Salas, three doubles, a homer, three RBIs on the year, the 0-1. And Salas pulls one foul towards the Hammerhead bullpen. And the count quickly 0-2. Salas, a returnee to Jupiter this season, still one of the youngest players in the league. The 0-2 pitch off the outside corner. And it is one ball and two strikes. Salas served as a DH for Jupiter on Sunday, was 0 for 2 with a couple of walks, the 1-2 pitch. And that one grabbed a piece of him. 96-mile-an-hour fastball off the inside corner, and it just barely grazed that black top for Salas. And so the Hammerheads on a hit-by-pitch have the leadoff man aboard to start the night. Now it is the Marlins' first-round pick from last summer, Khalil Watson. Their number one or two prospect, depending on which publication you read. Righty batter, or rather lefty batter against the righty pitcher. This one on the ground, a second. Reyes to his left, throw to second for one. Steiger lost it on this transfer. And so Watson will be safe at first without a throw. Out at second on the force is Salas, and Espada, I believe the man over at the third base coach's box, will come in and have a conversation with the base umpire tonight. That is Christian Argueza. Argueza on the bases, and Connor McKenna behind the plate calling balls and strikes. So a 4-6 fielder's choice off the bat of Watson. And there is one on, one out for the right fielder, Brady Allen. Allen, a right-handed batter, fifth-round pick out of South Carolina last year. And the first pitch to him is a fastball low. Count 1-0. Allen hitting at 203 in 17 games. 12 for 59, two doubles, two homers, 10 RBIs. Allen 0 for 3 with a walk on Sunday. The 1-0. And Allen bounces one off home plate. And it's one ball and one strike. Defensive alignment behind Chase Petty tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it is Yerlin Confidon, Jay Allen the second, and Austin Hendrick. Third to first around the infield, Michelle Triana, Gus Steiger, Rainey Reyes, and Ruben Ibarra. With Hayden Jones doing the catching as that slider is outside. Count now 2-1. Allen righty batter against the righty pitcher. Now the 2-1. And Allen pulls one on the ground, third base side. Over towards Daytona's dugout, it is 2-2. Petty, his last start came in his last home appearance. It was the best outing of his young career. Number 8 prospect in the system, according to Baseball America, 4 no-hit innings. One walk, struck out 4, throw back to first, low. But Watson back in standing. Watson came into play today for Jupiter, 3-for-3 on stolen base attempts this year. He leads off of first, 2-2. And Allen hits one on the ground to the left to Reyes, a base hit in a right. Watson around second on his way to third. Hendricks throw flat. Flooded comes in. Cut off at short by Steiger. So Brady Allen has the first hit of the ball game, and the Hammerheads with runners at the corners and one out for the center fielder, Osiris Johnson. So here is the righty hitting Johnson. Enters the day batting just 172 on the year in 16 games, 10 for 58. Two doubles, no homers, two RBIs, and a home run hack is laid on a fastball in at 95. It is 0-1. Petty sinking fastball, slider, changeup according to StatCast. He's topped out right around 95. We've seen him hit 96 tonight. The 0-1. You know, Johnson a little nubber up the third base line. And Triana picks it up in foul ground. It's 0-2. One on, one out. No score here at the top of the first inning. The lights on here at the stadium. Not much of an effect just yet here as the sun continues to set up the third base line. Right now, 79 degrees in Daytona. Real feel at 87 mile per hour winds to the east. 12 mile per hour gusts. The 0-2 pitch. And Johnson grabs enough to stay alive. Chase 97 off the outside corner. That might be the hardest pitch we've seen from Petty this year. Johnson had off in the game on Sunday. Split last year between Jupiter and the Florida Complex League. Watson at third, Allen at first, one out, the 0-2. And that slider in the dirt gets away from Jones, but it ricochets nicely back to him. And so Watson will stay put at third base. Taking second on the play, Allen on the wild pitch. But Daytona keeps that go-ahead run at third. So second and third and one out. And the count now 1-2 on Johnson. And Petty trying to gather himself towards the first base side of the hill. Righty at the belt, the 1-2 pitch, and Johnson sends one towards Daytona's dugout. We'll do it again. A lot of foul balls against Petty. So far tonight, already four foul balls in the first four batters. Trying to get a swing and a miss for the second out. Chase is 1-2. And Johnson, a hard ground ball to short, will bring a run in. Steiger looks the runner at second, back to the bag. Throw to first in time. It's an RBI ground out for Osiris Johnson, his third RBI of the year. And the Hammerheads have a 1-0 first inning lead. Hit it well, but right at the shortstop. And so a run scores on the out. And now one of the league's hottest hitters in Kyler Castillo. Castillo enters the night, leading the team at 385 at the plate, 15 for 39. Righty against righty, and the first pitch yanked foul. Third base line, it is 0-1. Castillo, four extra base hits, a homer, and six RBIs. Was 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored against the Cardinals in their last game. Entered play today, would be third in the circuit had he had enough plate appearances to qualify. As Castillo takes down and away, it's 1-1. Castillo, undrafted free agent signee out of New Mexico. Played 21 games in the now partner Pioneer League last year before signing with Miami. As Castillo takes down and away at 95, it's 2-1. A run in on one hit. Man at second, two out, a 1-0 Hammerhead lead. Castillo last year had 317 in 18 games in the Complex League. As time called at home plate and a pitch clock violation, or it was time called by the pitcher. Yeah, it was a pitch clock violation against Petty. And so the count now 3-1 as opposed to 2-1. And Castillo lines this one down in the left field in front of Confidana. Base hit. Deflects off his glove and rolls behind him. Scoring easily from second, Allen. To second goes Castillo with an RBI. That is his seventh RBI of the year. Will be a two-bagger. And the Hammerheads have a 2-0 first inning lead.
Third baseman, Murray pushing the other base.
A hard line drive to left. And Castillo picking up his third double, his seventh RBI. And now a 2-0 lead. That ball off the bat at 101 miles an hour. As Rodriguez off the end of the bat, back to the mound, barehanded by Petty. And the throw to first in time to end the inning. But the Hammerheads score two runs on two hits, one left at the end of a half. It's Jupiter 2 and Daytona coming to bat on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Luis Palacios warming up on the mound for the Hammerheads as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Take another look at Daytona's lineup tonight, put together by Cookie Dawkins, Gus Steiger, Austin Hendrick, Che Allen II, making up the top third of the order. Yerlin Confidan, Ruben Ibarra, Michelle Triana making up 4, 5, and 6. Jamal O'Gwin, Hayden Jones, and Rainey Reyes making up the bottom third of the order. On the mound for the Hammerheads tonight, the left-hander Luis Palacios. His second season with the club, 6-3 at 215 pounds. Out of Cagua, Venezuela, 21 years old. And his first pitch to Steiger is high for ball one. Gus comes into the day leading the team with a 271 average. And that pitch high and away. Two balls and no strikes, Steiger. Three doubles, no homers, and nine RBIs. Batting average down at 242 now. In 19 games, two doubles, three homers, six RBIs. And the first pitch, maybe trying to protect himself a little bit there. Fouls it off the hands to the left, 0-1. Palacios coming into the day for Jupiter. A 1-0 record, a 2.65 ERA, fourth appearance and third start. The 0-1, and Hendrick drives one in the air left side. Over is Rodriguez and the left fielder Castillo. But both run out of real estate, out of play. It's 0-2. Palacios, 15 hits in 17 innings. No walks and 19 strikeouts so far this season, a 2.34. Opponent batting average, Palacios, last year, 12 appearances, 10 starts in the league, had one save in relief. Runner leads off first, and a throw back to the bag, and Steiger dives it. Palacios, last year, 5-6 record, a 3.88 ERA, 16 walks, 66 strikeouts in 65 innings. Runner goes, the 0-2 outside, the throw down very late. Sliding in feet first safely is Steiger. Tumbling over at shortstop after the slide is Khalil Watson. And hopefully he is all right. Steiger still on a knee over at the second base bag before he gets up. Watson appears to be shaking it off as well on the outfield turf. Out behind short. So the count 1-2, Gus Steiger, a stolen base, his fifth of the year. And now a man in scoring position for Austin. 1-2, deliver it. And Hendrick, a hard ground ball to second. Staying down on it is Salas, and he'll get him out at first base as Steiger advances to take third. So Hendrick retired. And now the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second. Allen coming off his first career multi-extra base hit game on Sunday. Had a pair of doubles against the hometown Mets. Hitting at 262 in 18 games, four doubles, two homers, nine RBIs. And the first pitch to him, a line drive back up the middle, base hit center field. Steiger scores. Allen stops at first with an RBI single. The ball bobbled by Watson, and Allen's going to take second base. Watson tried mimicking a throw as he got the ball back in from Johnson. The ball did not stay in his mitt, and Allen, astute observation, will take second base on the error by the shortstop, Khalil Watson. 98 miles an hour off the bat. Allen is team-leading 10th RBI of the year. And Daytona on the board. It is 2-1 in the tying run in scoring position. Yerlin Confidant stepping in for his first at-bat in over a week. And the slow-moving breaking ball has him out on his front foot, 0-1. Confidant hitting at 271 in 14 games, 13 for 48. Four extra base hits, a homer, and eight RBIs. 19-year-old outfielder, the 0-1, swings and drives one in the air to right. Back goes Allen to the warning track, looking towards the wall, and it's off the fence. Allen on his way to third. He'll round third and head of the plate. Salas won't make a throw in from center. RBI double. Welcome back to the lineup. Yerlin Confidant, his ninth RBI, and Daytona in a blink of an eye has tied the game at two in the first inning. Third double, ninth RBI for Yerlin. He has picked up right where he left off. He now has RBIs in three straight at-bats dating back to that game on April the 23rd. So early on that first pitch from Palacios, not known for high velocity from the left-hand side, as now Ruben Ibarra digs in and takes a strike at the knees. It is 0-1. Ibarra average up at 181 now. In 20 games, 13 for 72, two doubles, no homers, seven RBIs. A little more crouched at the plate tonight. And Ibarra takes a strike inside corner. Some groans from the hometown crowd, 0-2. Back-to-back RBI base hits by the 19-year-olds Allen and Confidant. And now the 0-2 to Big Rube, and he got him out in front of the changeup for strike three. Ibarra asking the home plate umpire McKenna if that was a strike or not. First K of the game regardless for Palacios. And now the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Triana batting average at .191, 13 for 68, three doubles, no homers, five RBIs. And the lefty's first pitch inside corner, 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Palacios tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Kyler Castillo, Osiris Johnson, and Brady Allen. Palacios works from the middle of the mound, the 0-1. A little bit up and in with the slider, 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Christian Rodriguez, Khalil Watson, Jose Salas, and Zach Zubia, with Cameron Barstad doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-1, and Triana breaks his bat, a flare past the mound, charging in Salas, quick transfer, and the overhand throw gets him to end the inning. The speed of Salas able to create that out as Triana runs well for his linebacker's size, thrown out by his step over at first base. But Daytona, an answer, two runs, two hits, an error, and one man left after one, tied at two on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dog pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Got a little bit of an incident here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Chase Petty was not warming up during these last few moments. He was actually standing at home plate with Hayden Jones. And originally, the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna, was over by the first base dugout with the third base and base umpire, Christian Argueza. And the Hammerheads' longstanding trainer, Sandy Crump. And the next thing I knew, I saw Petty and Jones standing at home plate. Petty went over to the first base side to get a ball to warm up. And then next thing I knew, I saw Josh Hobson, Daytona's trainer, talking to the home plate umpire, McKenna. And last we saw, as we were setting the scene, McKenna was walking off towards the umpire clubhouse down the left field line. Left field clubhouse. So Petty has gone back to the dugout. Daytona's infielders have meandered into the outfield to shoot the breeze with their teammates. Zach Zubia is doing some stretches over to the right of the batter's circle. Sandy Crum, Hammerheads coaches, out by the far end of Jupiter's first base dugout. A lot of standing around. And hopefully this may be just a restroom rendezvous. Has been more on the humid side today in Daytona Beach than it had been the first month of the season. I want to say this happened in a Daytona-Jupiter game last year, too, where the umpire got hurt and they had to operate with one ump the whole game. Further, going back to our point from Saturday and the need for three umpires at all levels of minor league baseball, not just outside of the complexes. It's pro baseball. More umpires getting the skills needed to thrive is always a good thing, as is the case. More eyes on the game, better the game will move, and the better it is for coaches and players at all levels. And obviously our concern now is on the health and safety of the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. Yeah, so exactly sort of what we surmised. Shout out to our outstanding pitch clock operator, Rick Ross. No, not that Rick Ross, but our own Rick Ross telling us that Josh Hobson, Daytona's trainer, giving Connor McKenna some treatment right now, and Christian Argueza, the base umpire, may need to take over as some period of time. And so right now, Argueza
And the home plate umpire, McKenna, not on the field. I imagine while Connor is getting treatment, Argueza is probably getting situated with the umpiring equipment for home plate just in case. But either way, we are in a makeshift delay here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark as we hope everything all right with the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna, as you hate to see anybody deal with injury or sickness, regardless of what uniform they're wearing or what their job is at the ballpark. So we'll take a little break here on the Tortugas Radio Network, let things settle a little bit, and as soon as we have more information or see some more movement, we will be right back with you here in Daytona Beach. Hammerheads and Tortugas are tied at two. Second inning has not yet begun. Now we're keeping our eyes on the umpires as we hope everybody healthy and all right here to start this six-game series. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more information for you momentarily on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Town. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Shout out to Christian Argueza for maybe having the quickest period of time I've ever seen a home plate umpire or an umpire switch from base umpire to home plate umpire and get that home plate equipment on in a short period of time. I remember there was an incident last year where an umpire got injured and left, and it was like 20, 25 minutes. of a break before play resumed. Much less in that realm tonight, as Christian Argueza, for the time being, will be our only umpire, as Zach Zubia leads off the second inning and takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Zubia, drafted out of the University of Texas last year. First pitch to him, a strike. Second one across as well. It is 0-2. Zubia hitting at 204 in 16 games, 10 for 49. A double, a homer, and five RBIs. Petty from the first base side of the slab, the 0-2 pitch. That fastball a little bit high at 94. Good spot. It is 1-2. Daytona tonight, for the first time this season, on a breast cancer awareness night, wearing the pink clad uniforms. 1-2 pitch. Zubia fouls it away. We'll do it again in a ball and two strikes. Tortugas arched across the chest in pink. Sort of 80s Astro style, sort of that creamsicle, different shades of pink from about the mid-torso on down on that jersey, as Petty spins a slider and gets Zubia out in front. Strike three, first K tonight for the young righty. So after a unusual delay, Chase Petty unaffected strikes out the first man he faced. And now it is Cameron Barstad, the returning catcher, who takes low and away for ball one. Barstad, lefty hitter, hitting a .171 in 12 games, 7 for 41. Three doubles, no homers, three RBIs. Dealt with some injuries last year, as this one hit hard but foul up the first baseline, 1-1. Got a little bit of that pink creamsicle coloring on either sleeve of that jersey. White numerals on the back for Daytona with a pink border. White pants. Petty has them all the way down to his ankles. 1-1. And this splinters Barstad's bat. Not enough to say shattered, but a little crevice of that top lumber came trickling off. Cameron needs a bookmark while he's on the road this week. He's got one if he needs it. Not quite big enough to be kindling, but not small enough that you could lose it on the turf. So Barstad gets a new bat and heads back to the dish. Petty is prepared for a breast cancer awareness night. Gray and pink cleats dug into the stadium mound. 1-2 pitch, and this is a line drive back into right center field, a base hit over to cut it off Hendrick, and he's going to be able to do so, but not in time, as Barstad rounds first in there, standing at second with a one-out double. Fourth two-bagger of the year for Barstad, and the Hammerheads a man in scoring position and one out for the nine-hitter Javion Cody. So all Barstad needed was a new bat. Old one wasn't working. New one produces a two-bagger. 104 miles an hour off the bat there for Cameron. Now another returnee in Javion Cody. .67 average in 13 games, and he takes a strike at 94. It is 0-1. Cody, 7 for 42 at the home run and 4 batted in. White's beginning to have more of an effect here at the stadium. Sun sort of hidden behind a couple of clouds up the third base line. It's 1-1 as that misses down and away. Sun setting behind those third base bleachers, off towards the main drag on Beach Street and off towards Ridgewood Avenue and then Nova. The 1-1. Cody very early on the sweeping slider, 1-2. Daytona with those pink tinted uniforms tonight. Two-tone cap, white front panel, powder blue back panel. Powder blue bill, paradise green, Sheldon Tortuga head logo. As time called at home plate. Got that Tortuga head logo on the front of that two-tone cap. Barstad, the man at second. The 1-2 pitch and a slider buried in the dirt, down and away. Good sprawling stop by Jones. K
Keeps the runner where he is. It is 2-2. Dimensions here in Daytona for those who have never been. 317 down the line in left. 400 a dead center and 325 to the pole in right. About 10 to 11 foot fences all around the outfield. The 2-2 from Chase. And that slider low. It's a full count. Petty coming over in that trade with the Twins back in March. In exchange for the former All-Star, Sonny Gray, who last week was rehabbing in Fort Myers. And minor league righty Francis Peguero, the payoff pitch in the dirt, ball four. So Cody battles back to earn a walk. Back-to-back one-out base runners for Jupiter in the second. And now the top of the order in Jose Salas. Salas hit by a pitch, erased on a fielder's choice in the first. Just 18 years old. Actually now 19 years old, turned 19 last week. First pitch to the lefty swinging shortstop, playing second tonight. Swings and misses on the slider, down and in, 0-1. Salas, one of the more interesting stories in the league. His grandfather, his father, his uncle, all professional ball players in Venezuela, the 0-1. Down and in, Jones can't find it, but it was right in front. Got covered up by his equipment. It's 1-1. Two on, one out, top of the second, tied at two. Well, the reason why he's interesting is Salas was born in Kissimmee. Shout out to the old Florida Fire Frogs and Kissimmee Astros back in the day. Petty a look towards second, the 1-1. And Salas to the screen, 1-2. But grew up predominantly, Salas did, in Orlando. About an hour or so away from here in Daytona Beach, but moved to Venezuela as an adolescent and signed with the Marlins as an international free agent in 2019 at the age of 16 for $2.8 million. Another breaking ball under the hands of Salas. Swings and misses, strike three. Second strikeout of the night, second strikeout of the inning for Petty. And there are two away. Now the shortstop, Khalil Watson. Watson grounded into a fielder's choice. His first time up, he is 0-1. Barstad doubled. He's at second. Cody walked at first. And Watson, a hard line drive to right. Hendrick dives. Oh, and what a backhanded play. And they say he caught it. There's only one umpire. That is the home plate umpire serving right now, Christian Argueza, the third base coach, the manager. Angel Espada came running in, unhappy with the call to argue, but right away you saw Argueza hold up the fist. Hendrick, a diving headlong play to rob a base hit and an RBI for Watson to end the inning. And that is where the one umpire situation, back to our two umpire point from Saturday and earlier tonight. Only one umpire, and that man behind home plate making the call for the final out of the inning. So the Hammerheads threaten. No runs a hit. And two left to the bottom of the second, tied at two here in Daytona Beach.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jamal O'Gwynn to lead off here in the second inning, swinging and missing at the first pitch. The count 0-1. 7, 8, and 9 due up for Daytona in the frame as O'Gwynn takes down and in. It is one ball and one strike. O'Gwynn, Jones, Reyes. 3 due up against Palacios as O'Gwynn swings and hits one in the air to center. Back end to his right is Johnson, still carrying, reaches up over his head, and finally able to reel it in. Out in front of the warning track, just a few feet shy of the ruined Zipra signage. American flag in center field, blowing a little bit straight out to center. Not very forcefully. But that ball kept on carrying and carrying from O'Gwynn. It nearly got over the head of Johnson on a play I thought was going to be easy for him. So now our pregame guest, Hayden Jones. He takes outside for ball one. Jones hitting .232 in 16 games, and he swings and hits one off the hands, foul to the right. It is 1-1. Jones, two doubles, a homer, and four RBIs, 0-4 in the loss on Sunday. The 1-1. Foul tip into the glove of Barstad, 1-2. I don't know if we ever finished the Mets, or rather the Hammerheads, defensive alignment last half inning, so we'll get that to you anyway as Jones strikes out on the breaking ball. Slow-moving slider from Palacios. And so Jones retired. Second strikeout for Luis tonight. Rainey Reyes will dig in. Reyes trying to get out of a funk at the plate. 0-4 his last 15. As Palacios fires a strike, it's 0-1. Reyes 3-for-35 on the year with an RBI. Left to right in the outfield, Castillo, Johnson, and Allen as Reyes lunges at the change, 0-2. Third to first around the infield, Rodriguez, Watson, Salas, and Zubia with Barstad doing the catching. Palacios at the belt, the 0-2 to Rainey. And that one at the letters, got him looking, strike three. A slider up in the zone. And Palacios retires Daytona in order on just 10 pitches in the second inning to the third. Still tied at two on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain soda. That right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Petty back to work. Top of the third inning. Brady Allen to lead off. And he takes up and inside for ball one. 3-4 and 5 due up for the Hammerheads in the inning. Game tied at 2. Justin Rock with you here on this Tuesday night nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour as Allen takes a strike 1-1. Allen singled and scored back in the first. Righty against righty as Petty curls and delivers. Off-speed pitch cut on and missed inside corner 1-2. Hammerheads tonight wearing the alternate road black uniforms. Wear those black jerseys a lot, which I find ironic for a team playing in Florida. As that outside 2-2. Hammerheads arched across the chest in white. White numerals on the back with an orange border. White piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Gray pants. Allen has them down to his ankles. Black piping along the side of them, the 2-2. Slider on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Beautifully placed by Chase Petty. His third strikeout tonight. One away in the frame. And now Osiris Johnson. RBI ground out to short in the first. 0 for 1. Are Fransen, native of the Netherlands. Left field bullpen for Daytona. Bases empty, one out. Petty, his 48th pitch of the game, is a line drive left center field and down in front of Allen, a base hit. Over to his right to field and throw in. Osiris Johnson, his first hit of the game. 1-for-2 tonight. And the Hammerheads, a one-out base runner here in the third. Kyler Castillo stepping up. RBI double to left in the opening inning, 1-for-1. It's been one of the big surprises on this Jupiter roster to start this season. First pitch to him, fouled off his back foot, 0-1. It's one of the fun parts of our job working as a broadcaster in minor league baseball. Guys like Castillo, undrafted free agent signee, played some independent, or more correctly these days, partner league ball. Playing for the old Missoula Osprey. Throw over to first, and Johnson dives back. Pioneer League used to be a affiliated minor league. Reds had an affiliate there for years in Billings. 0-1. And this one scalded in the left field for another hit. Over to his left, cutting it off his confidant. And so a very loud knock for Castillo. He is 2-for-2. And the Hammerheads a rally. 2-on-1 out. For the third baseman, Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez grounded out to the pitcher, 0-for-1 tonight. And last ball off the bat of Cody. Coming in at 100 miles an hour. First pitch here. And Rodriguez attacking right away. Fouls it behind the plate, 0-1. Rodriguez hitting a buck 94 in 18 games, 12 for 62. A double, no homers, and an RBI. One of the top 30 prospects in the Marlins system. The 0-1. Petty misses off the... It's one ball and one strike. Guys like Castillo, unheralded, making a big impact quickly into his affiliated career. Runners take their leads. Johnson at second, Castillo at first, as this one lifted in the air left center field. Back into his left, confidant, and that one off the wall. Fielding and throwing in is Jay Allen, the second. Castillo has to be held up at third. He was flying right on the heels of Johnson. Johnson scores. It's an RBI double for Christian Rodriguez, his second double, his second RBI, and the Hammerheads back in front. It is 3-2. That ball just kept carrying and carrying. Out there to left center field. Johnson had to hold up to make sure Daytona didn't have a play on it. Castillo got a better read. And if it wasn't for the stop sign held up by Espada, Castillo probably would have tried to score as well. Daytona going to challenge over to third, and they say they did not miss third base. We've seen Daytona do that a lot successfully.
They failed on an appeal for the first time last week in Port St. Lucie. Remember, they had a three-game stretch and a four-contest run in which they successfully appealed to a base. A little bit tougher with only one umpire in play right now as Petty issues a slider strike at the knees, 0-1 to Zubia. Zubia struck out his first time, 0-1 tonight. Petty with a cross step towards third, the 0-1. And that brushes him off the plate inside, 1-1. Hammerheads, three straight base hits here with one out against Petty. Zubia, 20th round pick a year ago. Righty batter with an upright stance, the 0-1. Rather the 1-1, slider missing down and away. One strike. Zubia last year playing in the FCL. That's seven RBIs in 24 games. An interesting college career did Zubia as that one down and away. And it's now three balls and one strike. Cameron Barstad, the catcher, waiting on deck as Fronson throwing out in left. Infield in all around, the 3-1 pitch outside ball four. Tried the fastball, had too much carry and spin on it towards the outside part of the plate. And now the bases are loaded here. And Todd Naskadov, Daytona's pitching coach, will come out of the third base dugout to try and help Petty get through this third inning. Saw Petty struggle with his command really for the first time last week in Port St. Lucie, went just 2 1/3 innings in relief that night before Javian Sandridge came on. Petty trying to battle through this third here as four straight have reached against him. The conversation between the pitching coach and his top young prospect, rather brief. And so the bases stay full for Cameron Barstad. Doubled last inning, was stranded aboard. Barstad last year hit .191 in Jupiter, four homers and 14 RBIs. Sixth round pick back in 2018. Bases loaded, one out. Hammerheads ahead 3-2 in the first pitch to Barstad. Lifted high in the air, left-hand side. Confidant towards the line, now backing up, reaches back over his body to make the catch. Tagging from third and scoring is for Cameron Barstad. That's his fourth RBI of the year. And the Hammerheads get the two-run lead back. It's 4-2. Thought that one would get out into foul ground easily. But Confidant ended up having to backpedal a little bit to make that catch over his shoulder in fair territory. So two on and two out for Javion Cody as time called. I think a ball got loose from Daytona's bullpen. Somehow ended up in center field. Don't know how it made that left-hand turn. Guess the ball's getting a head start on Cinco de Mayo and Thirsty Thursday this week. First pitch to Cody on the inside corner, a strike 0-1. Cody walked last inning, no official at bat tonight. Cody, 37 games with the team last year, hit .240 with 16 RBIs. Also played a little bit in high A in Beloit as that one chased off the outside corner, another slide piece. It is 0-2. Top of the 8 o'clock hour here in Daytona, Justin Rock with you. Hammerheads 4, Tortugas 2. Opening game of this six-game series. Hammerheads 2 runs in on 3 hits in the third. The 0-2 pitch. Cody tries to hold up but could not on the offering inside at 84. And Petty picks up the strikeout to end the inning. Petty ties a career high with his fourth K.
Well, the Hammerheads pick up two runs on three hits and leave a couple men on base at the end of two and a half. 4-2 Jupiter on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniform and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Luis Palacios back to work against the top of Daytona's lineup, and the first pitch to Gus Steiger. Off the hands and out of play, it is 0-1. Steiger, Hendrick, and Allen the second. The 3-2 up, Gus walked, stole a base, and scored in the first. As he takes high, it is 1-1. He's talking with Gus during the road trip in Port St. Lucie, and again earlier today. 1-1, and Steiger takes a strike 1-2. Was talking to him. He said his grandmother, Donna Rowe, tunes in all the time on the Tortugas Radio Network with her friend Jane. So shout out to Donna and Jane if they're tuning in wherever they may be on this Tuesday night. Up and away, count 2-2. Gus very excited for Donna to come into town later on this season. The 2-2 pitch, the plate. Two balls and two strikes. The thing I was joking with Gus was that give him the shout out tonight will be the one night they're not listening. Make sure we'll do it more than once this season. The 2-2. Steiger takes down by the shoe tops. Full count. If you want a shout out of your own, want to join in on the conversation, feel free to tweet at us. You can tweet at me directly at Justin Rock, R-O-C-K-E on Twitter, or you can tweet at the Tortugas at Daytona Tortugas, all one word. The 3-2 pitch, and Steiger fouls it off himself. It remains a full count on the Daytona shortstop. Steiger entering play today on his second five-game hit streak in the last 3 weeks. And a five-gamer to close out the Bradenton series, another five-gamer to end the St. Lucie run. 5-4 his last 15 with four walks. Payoff pitch, and he got him out in front of the changeup, strike three. Fourth strikeout tonight for Palacios. And leadoff man retired for the second straight inning. One away for Austin Hendrick. Hendrick grounded out sharply to second his first time 0-1. Hendrick, tough series against St. Lucie, and the first pitch to him here is up and in for ball one. Hendrick lefty batter against the lefty pitcher. Jupiter black cap, black belt tonight, the 1-0. And Hendrick gets it off the hands, left-hand side. Rodriguez into foul ground to his right. Now backing up, reaches over his shoulder, and he can't make the play. It glanced off his mitt. We saw Confidan have some trouble with a ball down the left field line in the top of the inning. And Rodriguez looked like he was there. And as he squared his shoulders towards home plate, either lost sight of the ball or the ball kept moving in the breeze and landed in a different spot than he thought, so Hendrick gets a reprieve. Third baseman Rodriguez on one, and Hendrick takes it under the hands, 2-1.
Jupiter got that silver J fishhook logo on the front of that cap, the lighthouse behind it. Hand me the hammerhead in silver as well on the front of that cap as Hendrick backing out of the way takes a pitch at 76 for a strike. It is 2-2. Attorney for Daytona, first round pick of the Reds in 2020. 2-2 pitch. And Hendrick hits one a mile high in the air in a shallow center. Can't find it, now coming in on it, and no one could find it. It was in left center field. Austin Hendrick on his way to third. The throw, the tag, and he's out at third base on the throw by Castillo. Hendrick tried to catch Jupiter napping, was easily at second base as that ball took a large hop in left center field. Osiris Johnson never saw it in center field. Had his hands at his sides, came in a little bit, but the ball must have landed at least 50 or 60 feet to his right. In left center field, it'll be a double for Hendrick and then an out at third base, 7-5. Seen Austin make some outs on the bases earlier this season with some over-aggressiveness. It hurts him there as Allen takes up and away for ball one. Allen, RBI base hit to center his first time. And he takes a called strikeout or half. It is 1-1. Righty batter against the lefty pitcher. So Daytona still with nobody on at two out. And Allen on the ground. Palacios threw his glove at the ball. I don't think you're allowed to do that. And a play made by the shortstop Watson charging in and to his left to end the inning. The only reason I know that's a rule is because I tried doing that once in eighth grade and then got yelled at for it. Palacios never made contact with the ball, so I guess all is kosher. I don't know if he was trying to make a play or just throw his glove at it. Either way, Daytona sends the minimum to the plate. The head of the...
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Going to the bullpen for Daytona as we head into the top half of the fourth inning. Chase Petty's night is done. Are Fronson, the new arm in the game for Daytona. Fronson, 6'3", 207 pounds. And the first pitch of his night fouled towards the third base bleachers by Salas. It is 0-1. Salas been hit by a pitch and struck out tonight. 0-1. Fronson from the first base side. Nice breaking ball, and Salas out in front, 0-2. Fronson, 6'3", 207, will turn 21 next month, or actually this month now, out of Deventer, Netherlands. The 0-2. Swung on and missed, got him 90. Fronson picks up a strikeout on 3 pitches to begin his night. Base is empty, 1 retired. Now Khalil Watson. As grounded into a fielder's choice and robbed of a base hit and an RBI in the second on a diving catch by Austin Hendrick. First pitch, and Watson, a healthy cut, fouls it off the glove of the catcher, Jones, 0-1. Numbers for Fronson so far this season, his 5th appearance, 3rd out of the bullpen. 0-1 record, a 5.84 ERA. 12 hits and 12 and a third innings as Watson again from his heels. Comes up empty on 81. It's 0-2. Fronson, 0-1, 584, 12 hits and 12 in a third inning. Six walks, nine strikeouts, a 261 opponent average coming into play today. As Watson hits a high towering fly ball into shallow center. Steiger called off by Allen. Allen, who lost his hat in the process, comes in and makes the play for the second out. So after Jupiter had some trouble with fly balls in the bottom of the third, Daytona able to hang with it in the top of the fourth without incident. And now bases empty, two down for Brady Allen. Allen has singled, scored a run, and struck out tonight. One for two. Roddy Fronson comes home. And the breaking ball outside, 1-0. Harry made the start against the Mets. His last time out, that was on Wednesday. Took the loss, his first of the year. Four runs on four hits in four innings as Allen swings and misses at 83. It's 1-1. Walked one, struck out two, all four runs on a pair of home runs. 1-1 delivery. And Fronson misses low at 2-1. Wait till the bottom of the fourth, but explain the only reason I know the rule that you can't throw your glove at the ball or at least make contact with it on a throw is my own personal experience. One of those indelible moments in your life where no matter how old you are or where you are, you can still picture it happening in your head like it's instant replay. 1-2. And he got him swinging. Fastball up at 89. And an impressive first inning of relief for Are Fronson. He strikes out a pair of hammerheads and retires the side in order on 11 pitches. 3.5 in the books. Hammerheads 4, Tortugas 2 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at Daytona Tortugas.
Yerlin Confidant takes down and in for ball one here to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Hammerheads a 4-2 lead, and the 1-0 foul tip into the glove of Barstad, 1-1. Confidant, Ibarra, Triana, 4-5 and 6-2 up in the inning. Confidant, RBI double his first time up, and this one a swinging bunt up the first baseline, fielded in foul territory. It is 1-2. Hammerheads, four runs, six hits, one error. They have left five tonight. Daytona, two runs on three hits, no errors. They have left one. But to tell you that story, it was summer after, it must have been after eighth grade going into high school as Confidant, Tomahawks one, backing up on it at first is Zubia Fields. An underhand flips to the pitcher, Palacios, hustling over to cover for the first out of the fourth inning.
First
Third straight inning in which Palacios has sat down the leadoff man. And now the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra, struck out his first time. He is 0 for 1. Righty batter against the lefty pitcher. And the first pitch is strike 0-1. He's playing in the 2006 JCC Maccabi Games, Stamford, Connecticut. It's the gold medal game, last inning. Top of the last inning, the 0-1. And Ibarra swings and misses 0-2. We had a lead. Lead evaporated. I was playing right field. There was an errant pickoff throw to first base. It bounced off the chain link fence and rolled up the right field line. The 0-2. And Ibarra fouls it off the catcher, Barstad, and hopefully he's okay. Ibarra immediately going over to check on him to see if he's okay. That felt like. Home plate umpire. Arguello walks the ball back to Palacios. Already saw one umpire. Connor McKenna leave with an injury after the first inning. Don't need anyone else behind the plate getting nicked up as well. So the count stays at 0-2. That ball trickled up the right field line, and I was so angry that I thought we had lost the game. I threw my glove at the ball. Is that one in the dirt, down and away? 1-2 on Ruben. Base is empty, one out, 4-2 our score. And luckily, glove never made contact with the ball, but one of the umpires pulled me over going back to the dugout for the bottom of the inning to say, hey, by the way, that's a no-no. Foul back off the back heel of Ibarra. Remains a ball and two strikes. Had no idea that was a rule. I don't think it would have mattered even if I did. I was so frustrated at that moment. But that story does have a happy ending, however. 1-2 pitch, and Ruben skies one off the hands of Souvenir towards the first base side and onto the roof of the grandstand. Ended up batting second in that inning, got a base hit. I don't think they retired any of us in the bottom of the inning. Ended up walking it off to win the gold medal. 1-2 pitch. And Ibarra pulls one third base side. Remains 1-2. So, ended up winning anyway. But I learned plainly clear that you can't throw your glove at the baseball. Still don't know if Palacios tried doing that the last time Daytona batted in the third. He was just trying to field it, and he lost his glove as Ibarra hits a hard ground ball to short. Watson to Anita, grab it. Back up to his feet and throws him out at first base, two down. N32. Another hard hit ball by Ibarra turns into an out. And now Michelle Triana. Triana grounded out to the first base side, his first time up. 0 for 1 in this ball game, native of Cuba. And the first pitch to him, a sweeping slider. Triana out in front, 0-1. Triana had a multi-hit game on Saturday, then was hitless on Sunday with a walk, the 0-1. And Triana takes a called strike, 0-2. Daytona scored two in the first, haven't pushed one across since. The 0-2 offering, and he got him swinging. Slow arcing breaking ball down and away, and Palacios retires the side in order in the fourth. On 15 pitches to the fifth inning here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Hammerheads 4, Tortugas 2 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! 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 Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hammerheads up by a pair as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Osiris Johnson, Kyler Castillo, Christian Rodriguez. The 3-2 up against Are Fronson, who retired the side in order in the fourth. And the first pitch to Johnson is outside for ball one. Johnson singled and scored in the third. RBI ground out to short in the first. 1-0. And Johnson fouls it to the mesh netting. One ball and one strike. Final line for Daytona's starter, Chase Petty, tonight. Never got that to you last inning. Petty, three innings, four runs on six hits. Walk two, tied a career high with four strikeouts. The 1-2, rather 1-1 off the plate, 2-1. Petty did throw a wild pitch, hit a batter. 62 pitches and 41 strikes. Fronson from the first base side, the 2-1. And that pitch low, three balls and one strike. Take a look around the Florida State League here on this Tuesday night. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East, the 3-1. Johnson off the hands, in the air, right-hand side. Ibarra into foul ground, backing up and makes the catch with the forehand just inside foul territory for the first out of the fifth inning. Nice job by Ibarra to stay with it. Leadoff man retired. One down in the fifth for Kyler Castillo. Castillo, sort of reminding me of, on the right-hand side, J.D. Orr, who was on the Jupiter roster last year, undrafted, who thrived before being promoted. I think finished the season at Double-A last year. As Castillo takes his strike, it's 0-1. Two for two, double, a single. An RBI and a run scored. Is that outside, 1-1. Mets, after beating up on Daytona last week, have gone to Roger Dean, taking on the Cardinals this week as Castillo fouls it away. Third base side, 1-2. Mets a 3-1 lead in the top of the eighth inning. Justin Guerrero, who did not play at all in that series, homering for the Mets in his return. Two home runs tonight for Carlos Dominguez, who has seven on the year now. As Castillo grabs enough of that one back behind the plate to stay alive. Both teams into the bullpen. Mets a league best 14-7 record coming into tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Castillo up the third baseline. Another foul ball. Dunedin at home against Clearwater. That game bottom of the eighth inning. Blue Jays a 3-2 lead. Teoscar Hernandez making a rehab start for Dunedin and hit a two-run homer in the first inning as Castillo a line drive right field and Hendricks going to have to play it on a bounce. A three-hit game for Kyler Castillo. His batting average well over 400 now on the season. And the Hammerheads a one-out base runner in the fifth for Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez RBI double that gave Jupiter the lead back in the third. Is also grounded out to the pitcher. He is one for two. First pitch to the lefty swinging third baseman is outside for ball one. Both those teams into their bullpens late. Daytona will be in Clearwater next week for the first time and only time this year as Hernandez
Steps in the bucket on a fastball up and in. Swing and a miss, 1-1. One on, one out. Top of the fifth inning, Jupiter a 4-2 lead. 1-1 from Fronson. Sails up and away. Two balls and one strike. Bottom of the fifth inning at Joker Marchant Stadium. Lakeland a 2-1 lead on the Mighty Muscles. Solo home run, third of the year. As a swing and a miss from Rodriguez. Fastball at 89, it is 2-2. Got a home run from Kala'ai Rosario. Gonna have to make sure we get that pronunciation right with John Vittis. When the Mighty Muscles come to town later this summer, the 2-2. Got him swinging. Pitch away at 89, another fastball from Fronson. And Array with his third strikeout tonight. One on, two out now in the fifth inning for Zachary Zubia. Zubia has struck out and walked tonight. He is 0-1. Castillo singled. He is at first. And the righty's first pitch on the inside corner. Called strike. It is 0-1. Only other game going on in the league tonight. In Bradenton, Marauders hosting the Tampa Tarpons. Top of the seventh inning, Tampa a 3-1 lead. The 0-1 driven in the air to right. Back goes Hendrick to his left. Slowing down in front of the warning track. And he'll make the catch over that front shoulder to end the inning. So the Hammerheads get a one-out knock but can't do anything with it. Halfway through this one in Daytona Beach. Jupiter 4 and Daytona 2 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Jamal O'Gwin to lead off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A swing and a miss at a fastball away at 87. It's 0-1. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Daytona. They trail 4-2 in the opening game of this series as O'Gwin, a high drive out to left, back into his right, Castillo towards the foul line, reaches out, and that's a fair ball. He missed the ball. It's fair. It bounces over the wall to the right of the pole for a ground rule double. Another fly ball to the left-hand side for Jupiter. This time the sun has completely set here in Daytona Beach. And we saw this be a problem. Remember, Lakeland had a major issue with it last year, but we haven't seen it be a factor in the first two. But Castillo clearly had some issues going back on that ball and to his right. Lost it in either the lights or somehow in the breeze or something. And now a man in scoring position with nobody out for Hayden Jones, who takes outside for ball one. Jones struck out his first time, 0-1 tonight. Lefty deals. That one is strike at the letters, 1-1. We mentioned Bradenton trailing Tampa 3-1 in the seventh. Dwayne Underwood Jr. made a rehab start for Bradenton. Gave up a run on a hit, walk two and two-thirds of an inning. The 1-1. And Jones hits it hard, but out in front of the first baseline, 1-2. That's your look around the FSL tonight, at least to this point. O'Gwynn at second with a leadoff double. First time Daytona's put the leadoff man on since the first. The 1-2, and Jones grabs enough, fouls it off the catcher, maybe the home plate umpire as well. And it's 1-2. As we said before, only one umpire here tonight in Daytona Beach. We started with two, but Connor McKenna, the home plate umpire, left with either a sickness or an injury after the first inning. Been one ump ever since. The 1-2, and Jones a hard line drive off the glove of the second baseman, Salas, and into center field. They're going to hold O'Gwynn at third as he had to stay put on the line drive. It's a base hit for Hayden Jones. And Daytona with a couple of rockets that the Hammerheads could have made outs on. Now have first and third and nobody out. B-10. 97 miles an hour off the bat from Jones. Salas tried sticking his glove up there to make the play. But had Jose been listed at 6'3", or 6'3 and a half, that's an end. Not tall enough, not high enough to stretch that glove up there. And now first and third for Rainey Reyes, and this one is sinking fly ball in his center, coming on, trying to make the catch. And did he make the catch is Johnson. It appears he did. O'Gwynn tags and scores from third. Jones retreats back to first base. Johnson was bluffing as if he wasn't going to have a play on that ball and then stuck his glove out there basket style and prevented it from bouncing off the turf. So a sack fly for Reyes, his second RBI. And it's now a 4-3 game in the fifth inning. One on, one out for Steiger. Lays a bunt down first base side past the mound. Tough play for Salas. It gets between him and behind him in a shallow right. And Jones gets up from second and goes to third. It'll be a bunt base hit for Steiger. He stabbed at that ball. He knew with the second baseman Salas stationed up the middle. If he just got it past the mound, it would be an easy base hit. Salas tried sliding to his left to stop that baseball, but got underneath his glove and his legs. Kick behind him towards right field. So a bunt base hit by Steiger. The error by Salas allows Jones to advance to third. And now Daytona with a tying run 90 feet. The go-ahead run aboard for Austin Hendrick. Had a bloop double his last time, was thrown out trying to stretch it to three. Another ball that was lost in the lights. And Hendrick takes a called strike going one. Third time through the order for Palacios tonight. No action in Jupiter's right field bullpen. Next pitch will be number 70 on the evening. And a throw back to first and Steiger in standing. Some soft shouts of a balk from the fans behind home plate. Steiger the go-ahead run at first. The 0-1. And Hendrick out in front of another slider, 0-2. Palacios last time out of the bullpen against Palm Beach on Tuesday. Six innings, gave up a run on two hits, no walks, four Ks. 67 pitches in that outing, the 0-2. And Hendrick drives one to center. That'll tie the game. Back goes Johnson to the warning track at the wall, and it's off the fence. Jones will score to tie the game. Johnson's hurt in center field. Steiger is going to score to give Daytona the lead. Here comes Hendrick. The throw to the plate will not be in time. An inside the park home run for Austin Hendrick. A go-ahead three-run inside the parker for Austin.
His fourth home run, RBI, 7, 8, and 9. Daytona has a 6-4 lead. And before Hendrick even crossed home plate, Sandy Crum, the Jupiter trainer, was already out as a 6-4 lead. And before Hendrick even crossed home plate, Sandy Crum, the Jupiter trainer, was already out into right field to check in. Score of 6-4. But as we said, hard to really totally celebrate with the injury out in center. 97 miles an hour off the bat from Hendrick there. Johnson back up on his feet. Being checked out there by Crum. We'll see if Osiris stays in the game. Sandy Crum, the trainer, walking next to Johnson to his left. And it looks like Osiris is going to be healthy enough to continue. Espada and Crum running back off towards the first base side. Johnson, hands on his knees out there in center field, hopefully just trying to catch his breath. Well, Palacios has given up more runs tonight than he had in his first three-run inside the park home run for Austin Hendrick. And thankfully, everything okay with Osiris Johnson, at least for the time being. Don't know if he's disappointed or still shaken up a bit out there in center. But we're hoping he's all good. Jay Allen the second will step in now. It takes a called strike, 0-1. So Daytona with four runs in on four hits in this fifth inning. Up and away to Jay, 1-1. Palacios now up over his season high for pitches thrown, and no action for the Hammerheads out in right. The 1-1, a ground ball back up the middle, fielded to his left by the shortstop. Watson off balance, throw in time to get him. Not an easy play at all by Khalil Watson. Has a couple of first-round picks. One retires the other. And there are two down now in the fifth inning for Yerlin Confidant. Confidant, RBI double in the first inning. Has also grounded out to first, 1-for-2. This isn't a great sign. Confidant will not bat here. Danny Lantigua has grabbed a bat and is in the batter's box and takes a first pitch strike. It is 0-1. Didn't see anything happen with Confidant as Lantigua chases one in the dirt, 0-2. Danny coming into play for Daytona. Hitting at a .143 in 11 games, 5-for-35, the 0-2. And he swings and misses at a changeup away, strike three. So hopefully everything okay with Confidant as he's removed in this fifth inning. But Daytona scores four runs on four hits, one error. The big blow, a three-run inside the park home run by Austin Hendrick to the sixth. 6-4 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Ray Fronson out for his third inning of relief tonight. Daytona a 6-4 lead entering the sixth. And the first pitch of the inning to Cameron Barstad is inside for ball one. Barstad has doubled and has a sac fly tonight, 1-for-1 with an RBI. And the 1-0 on the outside corner, 1-1. Righty deals. And that pitch a little bit below the knees. It is two balls and one strike. Barstad, Cody, and Salas, the three due up in the inning. 2-1, Barstad over the top there. It is 2-2. You mentioned Danny Lantigua, pinch hit for Yerlin Confidan in the bottom of the fifth. Looks like he has taken over for him out in left field in the sixth as Barstad with a missile off towards the netting on top of Daytona's third base dugout. Remains at two balls and two strikes. Bronson from the first base side of the slab, the 2-2 outside. And it's a full count. Righty covers low for ball four. So Barstad aboard with a leadoff walk. First time Jupiter has had the leadoff man on since the first inning. Javion Cody, 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout stepping in. Bronson from the stretch in the first base side, sets with a cross step towards third. And Cody lays a bunt down third base side, charging in Triana, can't find the handle, has no play. Couldn't find the seams as he charged in on that ball. And with the third baseman playing back, Javion Cody a bunt base hit. He's on base for the second time. And the tying runs are on with nobody out in the sixth for Jose Salas. Salas 0-for-2, a couple strikeouts and a hit by pitch. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. First pitch to Salas on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Corners in for Daytona. The 0-1. That one over the head of the catcher Jones to the backstop on a fly. And no longer a double play in order as Barstad to third. To second goes Cody with the game's tying runs on the wild pitch. A base hit can now tie the game for the Hammerheads. Salas trying to deliver just that, the 1-1. Popped in the air. Left side, Triana to his right. Well, this one is out of play onto the roof of the clubhouse. And it stays at 0-2. Daytona having to make a roster move earlier today. Actually, Daytona making three separate moves in today before the game got underway. 1-2. And he got him out on that front foot, strike three. Breaking ball down from Fronson. Fourth strikeout tonight. And a big out number one in the sixth inning. Second and third, one out for Khalil Watson. 0-for-3, the line out to right, and a pop fly to shallow center. Righty offers, and Watson with a pop-up. Right side, Ibarra in a foul ground, called off by the second baseman, Reyes. And with two hands, makes the catch above that two-tone cap for the second out. So the Hammerheads at second and third, nobody out. A strikeout and a foul pop to second.
And now Fronson, and out away from escaping further trouble. But it'll be Brady Allen. 1-for-3, singled in the first, has struck out looking and struck out swinging tonight. Barstad, the runner at third. Cody, the man at second. First pitch from Fronson. At the knees with the heater, 0-1. A Daytona adding catcher Joe DeLuca from the Arizona Complex League. DeLuca was going to be on Daytona's opening day roster as time called. But he was sent to AAA Louisville the day before opening day. Made his affiliated debut there before returning to the complex. As Allen gets one off the handle, it's 0-2. Second and third, two out, top of the sixth. Daytona in front, 6-4. But he has rejoined the roster. Andrew Salcedo, 19-year-old, has been sent back to the Complex League. Ranger Aaron Gurren, who pitched on Sunday, added to the roster last week. This is a ground ball through the left side, a base hit. Barstad scores. Here comes Cody to the plate. The throw by Lantigua over the head of everybody. Backed up by Fronson. It's a two-run RBI base hit by Brady Allen. His 11th and 12th RBIs of the year. And the Hammerheads have come back to tie it at 6 in the 6th inning. Allen will take second off. And now we are even at 6 apiece. Osiris Johnson, who stayed in the game defensively after colliding with the center field wall in the bottom of the fifth, as is not going to continue any further. Jorge Caballero will pinch hit for him. Well, the man at second and two out. So Confidan is out for Daytona. Johnson is out for Jupiter. And Caballero takes a strike, 0-1. Caballero was on the team last year, hitting at 207 in 11 games this summer, 6-for-29. A triple, no homers, two batted in. The 0-1. Up and in, 1-1. Hammerhead, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They have left 6 tonight. Daytona, 6 runs on 7 hits. No errors. They have stranded one. Righty's 1-1. On the outer half at 90. Fastball there, 1-2. Daytona will have Ibarra, Triana, and O'Gwin. 5, 6, and 7 due up in the bottom of the inning. Caballero trying to give Jupiter the lead. 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking, strike 3. Throws him at 78. Fifth strikeout tonight for Fronson, a season high. But the Hammerheads able to bounce back and tie the game. 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 left after 5.5. Tied at 6 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has a...
I know.
...pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Some defensive changes for Jupiter as we move to the sixth inning. As you would expect, after Osiris Johnson was pinch hit for in the top of the inning, Ruben Ibarra takes low for ball one. Jorge Caballero has stayed in the game in right field. Brady Allen has moved from right to center. As that pitch low. And the count 2-0. Now on Ruben. Ruben 0-2 has struck out, grounded sharply to short. 2-0, and Ibarra hard ground ball through the right side, base hit. So Ruben on to start the sixth inning. Second straight inning, Daytona's put the leadoff man on. Now it's the third base, 0-2. Ground out to the right side and a strikeout tonight. So outfield now for Jupiter. Castillo in left, Allen in center, Caballero in right. Infield and catching stay the same. Palacios first pitch to Michel. In at the letters, a strike going one. Hearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas and Hammerheads tied at 6 as Triana taps one to first. Fielding an only play for Zubia is at the first base bag, and that's where he'll step on the square to get the out. Ibarra advancing 90 feet to second base. And now it is the DH, Jamal O'Quinn. O'Quinn, loop double to left last inning. Now was lost in the lights by Castillo. Came around to score. Has also flied out to center, 1-2. Lefty at the chest, comes home, and O'Quinn takes high for ball one. O'Quinn, undrafted free agent signee last year. Out of USC, did not play after signing. Had a tear in his UCL. Made his pro debut against Bradenton a couple weeks ago. As he takes high and away, two balls and no strikes. Talked about it a bit in the open of our broadcast. About how wild the splits have been for Daytona offensively this year. 2-0. And O'Quinn pulls his head out on 87. It's 2-1. Home teams came into play today in the FSL through the first three-plus weeks with a 67-34 record, 33 games above 500, a 663 winning percentage as Palacio steps off. Daytona 6-3 at home coming into play today, 3-9 on the road. 2-1, and O'Quinn. Deep. Allen can find it over to his right, now sliding a bit further to his right-hand side, makes the play with ease for the second out. O'Quinn gets under one, just misses driving it on a line. And now the catcher, Hayden Jones, 1-2 with a base hit. Scored a run last inning, has also struck out. Pitching coach for the Hammerheads, Glenn Dishman, out of the first base dugout. The Hammerheads with a right-hander up and throwing down the right field line. Palacios getting very close to 90 pitches tonight, 86 at this juncture. With 64 strikes. With the home road splits, including tonight now, Daytona has scored four or more runs in 7 of 10 home games, but have only scored four runs plus
twice in 12 games on the road. In both instances, they scored exactly four runs. The splits coming into the day were wild. Daytona, 245 average as a team at home, averaging over 5.2 runs a game, just under 7.7 hits per. It's Hayden Jones trying to put Daytona back in charge in the first pitch breaking ball. Has him out in front. It is 0-1. On the road coming into tonight, Daytona was hitting 173 as a team. Almost 80 points below the 0-1, and Jones again can't hold up his swing. On a pitch outside, it's 0-2. On the road, Daytona averaging less at 2.8 runs per game and two hits less per game at 5.7. The 0-2 pitch, and Jones a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. They're going to wave Ibarra around. Here comes Caballero. He'll throw into second base. Hayden Jones delivers another multi-hit game. That's his third and his last four. Jones with his fifth RBI of the season, and Daytona back in front. It is 7-6 in the sixth inning. And that's the kind of thing we mean. Those balls were not going for base hits on the road, but they have been delivering time and time again for Daytona in their own confines this season. And that will be the end of the line for Luis Palacios as a right-hander coming in out of the Hammerhead bullpen. One on, two out. Daytona has the lead back, 7-6. We're in the bottom of the sixth on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager and tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Jupiter as we play on in the bottom of this sixth inning. Luis Palacios out. Jake Schran, re-added to the active roster today for the Hammerheads, will take over on the bump. Schran, that can't be right. I'm going to guess that's a typo on the roster and say he is not 5'1". We'll go with 6'1" for Schran. We'll alert our buddy Ryer Garden-Swartz, who does a great job for the Hammerheads. Not the first time that's happened to one of us. As the first pitch to Rainey Reyes, down and away for ball one. But Schran, 190 pounds, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. 22 years old, ninth-round pick last year at a Wright State. Reyes a sack fly his last time, and he takes outside 2-0. Schran making his second appearance of the year for Jupiter. No record, no ERA, gave up just one hit in two and a third innings. A walk, two strikeouts, a 143 opponent average, as Reyes takes high for ball three. Schrand started the season on Jupiter's injured list, the 1-0. The 3-0 in for a strike, chest tied 3-1. Actually pitched on opening day on April the 8th. Yeah, he pitched on opening night as Ray has a little squibber. Just foul to the left of a diving Zubia. Almost able to make a great play for the final out. Instead, the count now full. But yeah, that appearance for Schrand on opening night. That Roger Dean against fellow stadium inhabitant Palm Beach. And at first is the responsibility of Palacios. Daytona, a run in, runner goes, and Reyes fouls it off the screws. And we'll do it again. Daytona, a run in on two hits in this sixth inning. Hayden Jones chasing Palacios with an RBI base hit. Righty from the first base side of the rubber. Payoff pitch, runner goes again, and Reyes a drive in a right. Waiting on it. Now calling for it, Caballero coming in, and he'll make the catch to end the inning. But Daytona adds another run on two hits. One left. They take the lead on the base hit by Hayden Jones. We head to the seventh. 7-6 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Don't shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Are Franson out for his fourth inning of work as we head into the top of the seventh inning on the Tortugas. Castillo, Rodriguez, Zubia. The 3-2 up. Castillo, a perfect 3-for-3 tonight. A double and a couple of singles. And the first pitch is low. 4-1. And a back and forth affair tonight. Jupiter led 2-0. Daytona came back to tie it. Castillo takes outside. 2-0. Hammerheads with two in the third to take a 4-2 lead. Daytona scored four in the fifth to jump in front for the first time. 6-4, the 1-0. 2-0 off the outer half, 3-0. Hammerheads scored two with two out in the sixth to tie the game. And then Daytona answered with a run in the bottom of the sixth with two outs to regain the lead. Each team has led twice. As we play here in the seventh, as Castillo takes a called strike, it's 3-1. Right-hander looks to be Dennis Boatman up and throwing in left for Daytona, 2-1. Rather, 3-1 foul to side, it's a full count. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here in this seventh inning. Let you know what's going on across the circuit tonight. Payoff pitch inside and low, ball four. And Castillo aboard with a tying run on a leadoff walk. Second straight inning in which the Hammerheads have earned a leadoff free pass. And now it is the third baseman, Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez, RBI double to left.
That was back in the third inning that gave Jupiter the lead, 1-for-3. He takes a strikeout, or half hit is 0-1. Rodriguez grounded out to the pitcher and has also struck out. Castillo leads off of first. Third baseman Triana off the line. And Fronson misses down and in. It is 1-1. Reds continuing their road trip in Milwaukee tonight. Back-to-back home runs in the fourth from Tommy Pham and Mike Moustakas. They trail 3-2. As that pitch outside, it is 2-1. Daytona alumni Brevard County Manatee in this league, Brandon Woodruff. 1-1. Rather 2-1 up. And it's now 3-1. Tyler Stevenson activated off the injured list today by the Reds after suffering a concussion a couple weeks back. He was in the lineup along with Nick Senzel and T.J. Friedel as Rodriguez thought he had ball four. Instead, it hits the top of the zone, full count. The bad news for the Reds, Joey Votto placed on the injured list today. The 2-2, runner goes on the inside corner. Is actually 3-2. The throw down by Jones, and they got him. Keep looking up at that manual video board in left. It's been off by a pitch in the inning. It was a 3-2 runner going pitch, and Rodriguez struck out looking, and Castillo gunned down on a marvelous line drive throw by Hayden Jones. Just like that, the leadoff walk is erased. And now Zubia takes a called strike 0-1. Zubia has struck out, walked, and flied out tonight. The 0-1 outside and low. Actually, I do believe it is 2-0. Righty batter with a very upright stance. And Zubia out in front. Nice off-speed delivery. Actually, I was right the first time. It is 1-2. And now, they just call. Oh, that's what it was. There's a confusion there. Daytona thought they might have called Zubia for a pitch clock violation, but it was just time. Out in the dirt, down and away, 2-2. Leo Lopez, who was added to the Reds roster, out of the taxi squad and then the active roster on Sunday, was sent back to Louisville yesterday and now back on the Major League roster today. 2-2 pitch outside, full count. Cameron Barstad, the catcher, waiting on deck. Votto went on the IL. Stevenson is back. Alejo Lopez is back. And Mark Colesberry sent to AAA. 3-2 pitch. Just outside, ball four. Couple Daytona players took a half step towards the third base dugout. With a second walk of the inning issued by Fronson. And the inning continues for Cameron Barstad. Double, a sack fly, and a walk tonight. Three productive at-bats, and Dennis Boatman will likely be the man to face him the fourth time he comes to the plate. Cookie Dawkins, the Daytona manager, out of the third base dugout. And before he can make the signal, Dennis Boatman is over that left field line and has made the call. Fronson's day is done after 3 2/3 innings of relief. Dennis Boatman going to try and keep Daytona in front by a run. Tying run aboard, two out. Daytona a 7-6 lead. In the top of the seventh, don't touch that dial on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drinks
specials starting at just $1. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's family, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream, and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dennis Boltman on to try and get the final out in this seventh inning. Daytona a 7-6 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company, has been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Cameron Barstadt will be the batter to face Boltman with one on and two out in the seventh. And the righty's first pitch hit hard but foul to the right of the first base bag. It is 0-1. Boltman standing at 6'4", 228 pounds. 22 years old from Roseville, California. 17th round pick last year out of Sacramento City College. Boltman looking to complete a full inning here today. The last two outings for him have been as abbreviated as could be. Boltman came on in the 10th inning on Tuesday a week ago against the Mets. Faced one batter and gave up the walk-off base hit to Drake Osborne. The 0-1. And Barstad completely fooled on the pitch down, tried to hold up his swing. Ended up looking like he was about to put his sword back in its holster. It's 0-2. And then the outing before that, last Saturday against Bradenton, came on in relief of Alex Johnson and just got. He's only faced two batters over the last week plus, as that pitch is low, 1-2. It's not been because Dennis has struggled at all. Boltman been as good as any reliever Daytona has had. Enters the day leading the team in saves with three, an 0-2 record, but has yet to give up an earned run. His sixth outing, the 1-2. Barstad out of play once again. Boltman just two hits allowed in three and a third innings over those five appearances. One walk, four Ks. The walk was intentional. Zubia is the runner at first. Pant legs hiked up, the 1-2. And he got him swinging. Breaking ball had some 11-5 movement. And Barstad couldn't grab a piece. Boltman comes out of the pen and strands the tying run aboard in the seventh. Time to get up and stretch here at the Jack. It is Daytona 7 and Jupiter 6 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
First full inning of relief for the right-hander Schrand, who came on to get the last out. In the sixth, Daytona, a 7-6 lead opening game of this series. Top of the lineup due up against Schrand. Some final lines so far tonight. Ray Franson, 3 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts tonight, a season high, 1 shy of matching his career high. Franson tonight, 67 pitches, 42 strikes. Steiger 1-for-2 with a bunt base hit. Extended his hitting streak to a season high, 6. And he takes one at the knees, 0-1. He's also walked, scored a couple of runs tonight. Righty from the first base side, the 0-1. Steiger thought about it, but did not go, 1-1. Final line for Jupiter starter Luis Palacios, 5 2/3 innings. 7 runs on 9 hits. A walk in 6 Ks, did allow an inside the park home run as Steiger takes low. It is 2-1. Palacios, 89 pitches a season high and 68 strikes. Steiger, undrafted free agent, signee in 2020. And he gets one off the screws out of play towards the Bud bullpen. It remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Daytona in the Breast Cancer Awareness Night Tuesday. White and pink jerseys, Hammerheads in the alternate blacks. Schrand at the belt, now fires, and Steiger a ground ball to short. Fielding it is Watson. Now the speedy Steiger for the opening out of the inning.
0-69.
One up, one down for Schrand in the seventh. And now the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hit that 3-run inside the park home run. Back in the fifth inning, his last time up. That gave Daytona a 6-4 lead at the time. Also has a double and grounded out. He takes one, a strike at the knees, 0-1. But to take a look at how the Reds are doing tonight. Mentioned all the roster moves Cincinnati made today. The 0-1. And Hendrick chases one off the outside corner at 92, 0-2. Tyler Malley has been removed in the fourth. The Brewers now in front 5-2. Willie Adames, a 3-run homer, is 6th of the year. The 0-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Breaking ball inside, and Hendrick caught pulling his head. And Schrand picks up his first strikeout tonight. 2 away in the 7th for Jay Allen, the 2nd. Jay, base hit to center. Brought home a run in the 1st, since then a couple of ground balls to short. Alexis Diaz came on to get the last 2 outs of the 4th for the Reds. Younger brother of Mets closer Edwin Diaz. That one up and away, 1-0 to Allen. Triple-A Louisville on the road against the Indianapolis Indians. Pirates affiliate Louisville a 6-3 win tonight. 1-0, and Allen fights one in the air to right field. That one's going to dunk in front of Caballero, a base hit. Another multi-hit game for Jay Allen, the 2nd. That's his 3rd straight. And Daytona has a 2-out base runner in the 7th. And the baton is passed to Danny Lantigua. Lantigua. Pinch hit for Confidon in the 5th and struck out. 0-for-1 on the night. Hopefully everything okay with Confidon. Started the game. Had an RBI double and a ground out before departing. Throw over to first, and Allen has left this game early as well for Jupiter. Well, Louisville, a 6-3 winner. JT Riddle, a former Jupiter Hammerhead in this league. A solo home run is 3rd. Runner goes, and this one driven in the air right center field. Back goes Allen to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out beyond the Daytona Beach News Journal signage. First home run of the season for Danny Lantigua. Just needed to get his bearings straight. Struck out on 3 pitches in his pinch hit at bat for Confidon in the 5th. The first pitch he sees in the 7th. Sails out of the ballpark, 96 miles an hour off the bat. 409 feet when you round up. And Daytona has a 3-run lead, their largest of the night. It is 9-6. First home run for Danny. RBIs 3 and 4. And now Ruben Ibarra, 1 for 3. And he takes off the outside corner, 1-0. For Lantigua, it had been a minute since his last home run, the first since August 4th of last year. First pitch was outside, second one low to Ibarra, 2-0. Last home run he hit at Joker Marchant Stadium against the Flying Tigers, August 4th last year off Sam Kessler. Bases empty, two out, the 2-0. And Ibarra takes a called strike, 2-1. So Riddle homered for Louisville today. Trey Amburgi, a former Tampa Yankee in this league, hit a two-run homer, his fourth for Louisville. Lorenzo Cedrola, Albert Almora Jr., the Daytona alumni in the Louisville lineup today, as Ibarra strings one foul up the third base line. It's 2-2. Zach Godley, Nick Howard, Ryan Hendricks, the Daytona alumni that pitched in relief for the bats tonight. Louisville improving a 9-2. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, Daytona two runs in here in the seventh. They lead by three as Ibarra drives one, same spot, right center field, back track. Whoa, all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out towards the Daytona State College signage. Back-to-back home runs for Daytona. The first time this season, the first home run for Ruben Ibarra in 2022. His eighth RBI, and Daytona has opened up a four-run lead. It's 10-6. 96 miles an hour off the bat, 409 feet, again out to right center field. And that'll be all for the right-hander Jake Schran tonight. Angel Espada has come out of the first base dugout and has motioned towards his right field bullpen. Back-to-back home runs, the first of the season for Danny and Ruben. A three-run inning and Daytona's one-run lead has ballooned to four. We'll get you the new name and numbers on the arm when we return. 10-6 Daytona as we continue in the seventh.
Turn to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortuga's players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
New arm in the game for Jupiter is the right-hander Yuris Jimenez, who will take over for Schran with the bases empty and two out in the seventh. Michelle Triana, the batter, takes inside for ball one. Triana 0 for 3, a couple of ground balls and a strikeout tonight. Jimenez 6'4", 240 pounds. The right-hander's 1-0. And Triana, a hard ground ball up the middle. Off the diving glove of the shortstop, Watson to his left. And into center field, Triana takes a strong turnaround first. Thought about making a push towards second base, but holds on with a four-run lead. And Triana has his first hit tonight. Daytona now with 13 hits in this ballgame. A season high for him. Their previous high water mark, 11 on opening night and in the loss to the Mets on Saturday. Now Jamal O'Gwin will be the hitter. O'Gwin, a double that had a 50-degree launch angle. Back in the fifth inning, that was the ball that Castillo had trouble with in the twilight night sky. Out back into his right towards the left field pole. And O'Gwynn takes a breaking ball low, 1-0. Daytona tonight, every single batter minus Rainey Reyes. So 9 out of 10 hitters that have come to bat for Daytona tonight have at least one base hit, and Reyes has been productive with a sac fly. Check swing pitch in the dirt. Runner goes. Throw down by the catcher, Barstad, late and offline towards the first base side. Wild pitch. Count 1-1 on O'Gwynn, but Triana now in the scoring position. O'Gwynn, the seventh man to bat for Daytona in the seventh inning. 9 o'clock hour, Daytona, 3 runs on 4 hits in the frame. They've scored in each of the last 3 innings against Palacios and the Hammerhead bullpen. 1-1. And a bit tardy was O'Gwynn. Off towards the first baseline, 1-2. Continue with the Reds affiliate scoreboard in the top of this eighth inning. Triana leads off second. Another 1-2. Breaking ball drops in there. Strike 3 call. Nice pitch there from Sanchez. And he strands a man in scoring position in the inning. But Daytona, 3 runs, 4 hits on the strength of back-to-back home runs by Danny Lantigua and Ruben Ibarra. We head to the eighth. Business end of this ballgame. Dennis Boatman back to work. Daytona leads 10-6 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at dustinsbarbecue.com.
First full inning of work tonight for Dennis Boatman. Had a big break in between the top of the seventh and the top of the eighth after Daytona erupting for a couple of home runs. 9-1-2, due up for the Hammerheads in the inning. Javion Cody will lead off against Dennis Boatman. Cody, Salas, and Watson. And the first pitch fouled straight in the air. And out of the stadium, off towards the Jackie Robinson statue, 0-1. Cody has reached base twice tonight. A walk and a bunt base hit. He's also struck out and scored a run. Jupiter, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They have left 8. Daytona, 10 runs, a season high, 13 hits. No errors, 3 left. The 10 runs, also a season high. As that one up and in over towards the shoulders of Cody. Not on purpose there by the long-haired boatman. It is 1-1. But to continue on with our Reds affiliate scoreboard. Now we started last inning. Only 2 other scores, really only one to tell you about. 1-1. In the dirt with a breaking ball, 2-1. Double A Chattanooga on the road against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Angels Southern League affiliate. Rocket City a 5-0 lead. Only 2 hits tonight for Chattanooga. Came into play today. Tied atop the Southern League North. 2-1. And a late swing on a fastball up at 94. It's 2-2. No Daytona alumni in the lineup tonight for AA, but Miguel Medrano and Vin Timpanelli have pitched in relief with a couple of players from last year. Time called at home plate. Infield shifted for Cody to pull a little bit. The 2-2. Cody late and sends it out of play to keep the at-bat going. It remains 2-2. Only other game in the red system was supposed to be in Dayton tonight. Dragons against the Lake County Captains. Dayton, minor league baseball's best record at 16-5, five games up in the Midwest League East. The 2-2, and Cody is swinging bunt out in front of the plate. Barehanded by Boltman, off balance, throw, backhanded, not in time. Great effort by Boltman to make an accurate throw. Another nice pick by Ibarra at first base. Cody, who had an actual bunt single earlier tonight down the third baseline, picks up another base hit. This one of the swinging bunt variety. Talked about my, unheralded baseball career earlier tonight. Back in the day, we used to call swinging bunts the Justin Rock special. So the Hammerheads sad the leadoff man on. And now Jose Salas out in front of a breaking ball, 0-1. Salas was hit by a pitch in the opening inning, since then has struck out swinging three times. But Dayton supposed to play Lake County today, Guardians affiliate. That game postponed due to wet grounds. The 0-1 in the dirt, ball kicks to the right of Jones and thought about making a throw, but astutely holds onto it in a four-run game. And advancing to second base on the wild pitch is Cody. Of course, the ACL and DSL haven't started yet, so that's your look around the Reds affiliates here tonight. Lights on here at the stadium. Boltman, right arm dangling at his side, as white pant legs rolled up just below his knees, the 1-1. That pitch off the inside corner, 2-1. Black Sox hiked up high for the right-hander Boltman. It was great seeing on the off day yesterday, Boltman, Brett Lockwood, I want to say Hunter Parks, and there was one other pitcher that made a big golf excursion yesterday as time called by the catcher at home plate. They really went out there. They went all the way out in the Orlando area to play at over near Arnold Palmer's golf course. 2-1. That one slips high, ball three. Boltman been so good with his command so far this season. A rare struggle here to start this eighth inning. Boltman from the stretch, the 3-1. And fouled over our heads to the left. Out of the stadium, it's a full count. And they played over at Bay Hill. It was Boltman, Lockwood, Parks, and Tanner Cooper for the quartet of pitchers who made their way out there. They seemed to have a wonderful time. You could just tell by the smiles on their faces. Making good use of their time away from the ballpark. Payoff pitch, and that one foul tip into the glove of Jones. Strike three. And Salas looking up to the heavens in frustration. Thought he was going to get another chance. But Jones prevented him from getting that opportunity. So Boltman picks up the strikeout. That's number two tonight for him. And now the shortstop, Khalil Watson. 0-4, fouled out to the right side, his first, or rather last time up. Lined out to right, flied out to center, grounded into a fielder's choice, and a home run hack pulling off on that pitch down at 83. It's 0-1. Watson off to a marvelous start in his first full pro season. It'll be a lot of fun this year until they move on to greener pastures, watching Khalil and Jay Allen play the field and come to bat during this rivalry. The 0-1 bounces a 55-footer. Well, the chest protection by Jones keeps the runner at second base. And it's second, two out. Daytona leads 10-6, top of the eighth inning. Khalil was a NC State commit. Jay was committed to the University of Florida. Watson sort of fell a little bit in the draft last year. He was the guy that everyone was surprised fell to 16. Expected to be in the top 10. The Marlins are saying, well, thank you very much for that. The 1-1 hit very hard but very foul. Off towards the third base, Riverwalk, 1-2. Watson felt like the first couple weeks of the season, every time I was doing the out-of-town scoreboard, looked to see who hit home runs, and Watson's name would be there. We've got 5 and 18 RBIs coming into play today. Go along with a 282 average. Allen hasn't shown that kind of pop, but the speed and the bat-to-ball skills there as Watson sends that one foul. Bodies diving out of the way over by Jupiter's dugout. Everybody's okay. It remains 1-2. Watson went to high school in North Carolina. Born in Virginia. Very familiar with the Southeast and his baseball travels. 1-2 pitch. One off the hands towards the third base bleachers. Khalil stays alive. Nice catch by somebody outside of my eyesight. They get a round of applause. I've only seen one game of Khalil, but between him and Jay, the biggest thing I've taken away, it's obviously a lot of loud skills, but their ability to make contact in this strikeout-heavy game nowadays says a lot about these youngsters. 1-2 pitch, down and in, breaking through. Watson, the Marlins' top prospect, according to MLB.com. Baseball America has him at number 2. Number 60 prospect in all of baseball, entering the season by BA. Righty fires, and Watson spoils another two-strike pitch as Boatman lets out a scream of frustration out towards center field. Watson was ranked number 6 on Baseball America's top 500 in last year's draft, yet still fell to number 16. And he has made other teams look silly with the way he's began this season. 2-2. And this one hit high in the air out to left. Lantigua in and to his right, stops, now backpedals and reaches away from his body and somehow makes the catch as he sort of turns back towards the outfield wall. Won't get any style points there, but it counts as an F7 all the same. And there are two out now in the eighth inning for Brady Allen. Well, Watson is 0 for 5 tonight, but has not struck out. Puts the ball in play, a lot of loud contact. That's why it's fun getting to see more than just a handful of games for these guys now with the new minor league system. You really, especially when fellow Eastern Division opponents like Jupiter, Palm Beach, St. Lucie, see him a lot. Really get to see how good some of these players really are. The top prospects like Watson and then the guys like Kyler Castillo who are undrafted free agents and people who are making names for themselves right here and now. Brady Allen, 2-for-4, runner goes. Throw down by Jones. The tag by Triana. They got him! And that's where only one umpire comes into play. Javion Cody can't believe it. The throw pulled Triana towards the base runner. I'm not entirely sure Triana tagged him. It certainly looked good from our vantage point. And Daytona will reap the benefits to end the inning. Cody still can't believe it. That's the best the home plate umpire Argueza could do, as he's the only man out there in black. No runs, one hit, nobody left on the caught. Stealing to the bottom of the eighth, Daytona leads 10-6.
Busters is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Aiden Jones made that great throw to end the inning. The throw out, Javion Cody attempting to steal third. Jones has caught a couple of base stealers tonight. And he'll lead off the inning. A ground ball right side, fielded there by Zubia. Flips to the pitcher covering, was a little bit behind him. But a nice adjustment by Jimenez to go and make the play and tag the bag. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Only Daytona player without a base hit tonight, but has been productive, has a sacrifice fly, has also struck out and flied to right. And the first pitch to Reyes on the outside corner, 0-1. Action in Daytona's left field bullpen, JV and Sandridge, the southpaw. Up and warming, the 0-1. And Reyes drives one down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, and that one off the base of the fence to make that all 10 Daytona players in the lineup tonight with a base hit. Zubia was in the way of the base path, had to run out of the way at the last second to avoid a collision, and Reyes in there standing with a one-out double. First two-bagger of the year for Rainey, ends an 0-for-17 stretch at the plate. Rainey, one of the most beloved players on this Daytona roster, always carries a smile with him, regardless of the situation or what is happening on or off the field. And Reyes' hard work finally rewarded with a double. And as we said, Daytona has sent 10 different batters to the plate tonight. All 10 have at least one base hit. And all but three have an RBI. The first pitch to Steiger way inside, had a spin out of the way. Ball glances off the mitt of Barstad, and on to third on the wild pitch goes Reyes. Great to see that for Rainey. And it's just been sort of like we talked about, just rather strange of how diametrically opposite Daytona has performed on offense in their own digs as opposed to opposing ballparks this year, the 1-0. And Steiger takes a strike chest high. It is 1-1. I think we talked about it a little bit in St. Lucie. I remember 2019. My first year here, the 1-1. And Steiger, a hard ground ball. Nice play by the third baseman, Rodriguez, to his left. And he'll throw out Gus for the second out. Staying put there is Reyes. Now Austin Hendrick, 2-for-4 with a double and an inside the park home run. Put it out tonight. But in 2019, Daytona was a much better offensive team away from Daytona Beach than they were in their own ballpark. Was a little more even last year. Obviously, things were different with the stark contrast between ABS and non-ABS. As that a foul tip into Barstad's mid 0-1. So far this year, Daytona just an infinitely more potent team at the bat when they're wearing the home whites. The 0-1. Off the plate inside 1-1. But as we said, based on the records, throughout the league. Every team except for one has a winning record at home. And Daytona trying to make it three straight home victories. The two out in the bottom of the eighth as Hendrick pulls his head out. Breaking ball down and in, one and two. I think we ever got you the numbers for Jimenez, by the way. Sixth appearance, no record. 1.42 ERA coming into the ninth. Three hits and six in the third innings. Six walks, eight strikeouts, a 1.36 opponent average, the 1-2. And he gets Hendrick swinging on the offering down and in. Once again at 83, got him on the breaking ball. And the side retired. Daytona, no runs, a hit. And a man left aboard to the ninth. Javian Sandridge coming on. Daytona looking to return to the winner's circle. They have a 10-6 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave day at Holiday Inn Resort.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the ninth inning. Javian Sandridge, the southpaw, on in relief. He'll face off against 3, 4, and 5 in the Hammerheads order. Sandridge, 6'3", 235 pounds, 23 years old, from Hagerstown, Maryland. First pitch of his night to Allen. Fastball strike at 94. It is 0-1. Allen, 2 for 4 with a couple of base hits. Has driven in a pair and scored a run. Lefty's 0-1. Fouled back behind the plate, 0-2. Sandridge comes into the night making his fifth appearance, 0-1, a 2.08 ERA. One save, two hits, and four and a third innings, four walks, seven strikeouts as the 0-2 misses high. One ball and two strikes, a 1.33. Opponent average, last pitch a week ago tomorrow on Wednesday. Back in Port St. Lucie. 1-2. And a breaking ball crossed up Jones. And it's two balls and two strikes. Sandridge. Inning in the third, scoreless. A walk, two strikeouts. In that outing, back on the 27th, the 2-2. Got him swinging. Fastball and down on strikes to begin the ninth inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, don't go anywhere. We'll have the recap report for you. A look back at this one. A lot happened tonight. Scores from out of town and a look ahead to game two in this series tomorrow. Right back here, same time, same bat channel. As time up for Johnson in the sixth. A big healthy hack through that one, 0-1. Catches some final lines out of the bullpen tonight. Is that inside by the knees, 1-1. Final line for Dennis Boatman, an inning and a third. No runs, a hit, no walks, two strikeouts. 26 pitches, 18 strikes. Final line for Jake Schrand. The 1-1. Another big cut through an elevated fastball at 95. It's 1-2. Schrand, an inning, three runs, three hits, no walks, a K. Two home runs allowed through 23 pitches and 15 strikes. The 1-2. This one fisted up the first baseline, a foul ball. will be Edgar Sanchez for the Hammerheads tomorrow. Right-hander Julian Aguiar will get the ball for Daytona. It'll be a Marco's Pizza Belly Buster Wednesday tomorrow. Sandridge from the third base side of the slab and now steps off. Hammerheads two in the first, two in the sixth, and two in the third for their six runs tonight as that 1-2 breaking ball inside. Two balls and two strikes. Daytona scored two in the first, four in the fifth, one in the sixth, and three more in the seventh. 2-2 from Javian, and he got him on the off-speed pitch. Struck out the first batter on 95, gets the second on 83, down and out of the zone. And the Tortugas one out away from returning to winner's circle. And it'll be the man they haven't retired tonight to come up. Kyler Castillo has reached all four times, has also scored a run tonight. And the lefty's first pitch to him is low for ball one. Here in the top of the 8 o'clock hour, or top of the 10 o'clock hour, excuse me. Wishful thinking, 1-0 down and in. 2-0. Gotten a little too used to that in those road games. Remember joking after one of the games last week, I was 2-20 to Adam McDonald saying, I don't know if I can handle these games lasting that long. 2-0. Fouled away, 2-1. With the pitch clock, the pace of play has definitely ratcheted up. So much so that tonight, one of the longest games Daytona's played this year. The 2-1, fastball high, 3-1. Christian Rodriguez, third baseman waiting on deck. Lefty sets with a cross step towards first, the 3-1. And Castillo, a foul tip into the glove of Jones. And the Tortugas are one strike away. Bases empty, two out, a full count. Sandridge on the bump. The crowd will let you know what happens. Foul ball out of play to the right. And we'll do it again. Tortugas looking to get to double-digit victories. The payoff pitch. Up and away, ball four. And Castillo is on for the fifth time tonight. Two walks, two singles, and a double. Hard to have a better day at the office than Kyler has had. And the game continues for Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez, an RBI double back in the third, has struck out twice since then. Has also grounded out to the pitcher. Lefty batter against the lefty pitcher. And the first pitch, fastball. Rodriguez, the Marlins' number 30 prospect. According to Baseball America, number 28 by MLB.com. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another high fastball at 95. And yet again, Daytona one strike away. Ibarra playing behind the runner Castillo at first. Third baseman off the line. The 0-2. Struck him out, swinging fastball up and in. Rodriguez was trying to protect himself more than make contact. And a funny-looking strikeout to end it for Sandridge. Daytona trailed 2-0 and 4-2 early. But Daytona scores 10 of the game's, rather 8 of the game's final 10 runs. And return a winner's circle with a 10-6 victory over the Hammerheads tonight. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report coming your way. Daytona a winner. Their highest run total, their highest hit total. Three home runs on the board. And another victory as Daytona has reached the double-digit win plateau. Back in just a moment after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck,
rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return at Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just $1. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
A return to winner's circle for Daytona as they make their triumphant return back to their home ballpark in Daytona Beach as they knock off the Hammerheads in their first meeting of the season by a final of 10-6. Justin Rock back with you here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, Daytona. Victories at 10-12. Jupiter back to .500 with the loss at 11-11. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. There was a lot of action that happened in this one right out of the gates. Was Chase Petty against Luis Palacios. Couple guys with sub-3 ERAs coming into play today. Wouldn't know that based on the final score, but Jose Salas led off the game with a hit-by-pitch. Was erased on a fielder's choice off the bat of Watson. Watson would go first to third on a single to right by Brady Allen, and then Osiris Johnson had an RBI ground out to short. Kyler Castillo followed with an RBI double to left, and the Hammerheads had a 2-0 lead going to the bottom of the first inning. Daytona came right back, though, to tie it up in the bottom of the inning. Gus Steiger led off the Daytona half of the first with a walk and stole second base, moved to third on a ground out by Hendrick, and then scored on a base hit by Jay Allen the second. Allen hustled in his second after Khalil Watson had trouble receiving a throw in the outfield. So he advanced to second on that miscue, and then Yerlin Confidan doubled off the right center field wall to tie it at two. Remained that way until the top of the third inning. Hammerheads would take the lead against Chase Petty. With one out, Osiris Johnson singled, moved to second on a base hit to left by Kyler Castillo, and then scored on a double off the left center field wall by Christian Rodriguez. After Zach Zubia walked, Cameron Barstad a sack fly to left put the Hammerheads ahead 4-2. Stayed a 4-2 Jupiter lead into the fifth, and that's when Daytona jumped in front. Jamal O'Gwin on the second pitch of the inning at a high pop fly into left field at a 50-degree launch angle that Castillo lost in left, bounced behind him and over the fence for a ground rule double. Then Hayden Jones singled up the middle. O'Gwin stopped to third. Rainey Reyes, a sack fly to center, brought home a run, made it 4-3. Steiger had a bunt base hit to the right side of the infield, pushed it past the so Daytona had two on and one out and trailing by a run. And on an 0-2 pitch, Austin Hendrick crushed the ball out to center field. Osiris Johnson went back on it, collided with his shoulder into the outfield wall and crumpled onto the warning track. Both runners scored. Austin Hendrick was given the windmill around third. He would score a three-run inside the park home run for Austin Hendrick. His fourth of the year, Johnson would stay in the game for at least the end of the bottom of the fifth. But Daytona had capped off a four-run frame and led 6-4. But Jupiter would not allow that lead to last very long. Cameron Barstad led off the top of the sixth with a walk. And then Javion Cody had a bunt base hit up the third base line. After a wild pitch advanced the runners to second and third, Jose Salas struck out and Khalil Watson fouled out to second. So it looked like Arif Fronson was able to get out of trouble, but Brady Allen would then single through the left side. Both runs scored would chase the right-hander Fronson from the game, and that would tie it at six. Johnson would be the next batter after Allen was pinch hit for by Caballero. Yerlin Confidan was pinch hit for in the middle innings as well after his RBI double early in the game. So that's something to keep an eye on as the rest of this series unfolds. So a 6-6 contest going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Daytona would quickly regain the lead. Ruben Ibarra singled to right at 116 miles an hour. Michelle Triana would advance him to second on a ground out. After O'Gwynn flied out to center, Hayden Jones, a two-out base hit in a right field, brought home Ruben, made it a 7-6 game. And then in the seventh, with nobody on and two out, Jay Allen singled to right. And then Danny Lantigua on the first pitch. He saw a club to two-run homer to right center field, made it 9-6. And then Ruben Ibarra hit a line drive home run, similar spot for his first of the year, made it 10-6. And that is how Daytona wins it tonight, by that 10-6 final tally. Winning pitcher today for Daytona Ray Fronson, picking up his first win of the season in relief. He improves to 1-1 on the campaign. Fronson, two runs on three hits in 3 2/3 innings. Walked three, struck out 6 tonight. Losing pitcher, Luis Palacios, he drops to 1-1. Gave up 7 runs on 9 hits in 5 2/3 innings. Walked 1 and struck out 6 tonight. Final line score. Hammerhead, 6 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors. They left 9 tonight. Daytona, 10 runs, a season high, a season best, 14 hits, no errors. They left 4. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,575 on this Silver Slugger Tuesday night. Let's take a look around the FSL as we're about 10 past the 10 o'clock hour here in Daytona Beach. Palm Beach falling at home to St. Lucie 3-1. Mets improving to a league best 15-7. Dunedin over Clearwater 3-2. Lakeland and Fort Myers had their game cut short due to rain. Lakeland winning in 5 innings 2-1. And Bradenton falling at home to Tampa tonight, a 4-1 final there. Reds affiliate scoreboard, Cincinnati and Milwaukee tonight. They trail the Brewers 5-3 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Triple-A Louisville a winner tonight in Indianapolis against the Pirates affiliate 6-3. And Double-A Chattanooga falling on the road to the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Angels Farm Club 5-0. High-A Dayton postponed due to wet grounds. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. That will start for the Dragons at about 6:05 Eastern time. As for Major League Baseball on this Tuesday night, Mets and Braves playing at 5-4. Win the nightcap 3-0. It is just gone final in Miami. Diamondbacks over the Marlins 5-4. Rangers beat the Phillies 6-4. Twins over the Orioles 7-2. Yankees over the Blue Jays in resounding fashion 9-1. Red Sox shut out the Angels 4-0. Top of the eighth in Chicago. Battle of the Windy Cities. It is the White Sox leading the Cubs 3-1. Bottom of the sixth in Houston. Astros 1, Mariners nothing. Bottom 7 in Kansas City. Royals leading the Cardinals, their in-state rivals, 2-0. Nationals on top of the Rockies, 7-1, middle of the fifth inning. Eric Fetty against Germán Márquez. Top of the second in Oakland. A's leading the Rays 5-1. Paul Blackburn against Ryan Yarbrough. And they are just underway in Los Angeles. Rivalry matchup between the Dodgers and Giants. Julio Urias for L.A., Carlos Rodon for the Giants. Guardians and Padres rained out. They'll make it up tomorrow. Tigers and Pirates rained out today in Detroit. They'll make it up tomorrow as well. Will be a Marco's Pizza Belly Buster Wednesday tomorrow in Daytona Beach, starting at $14. Enjoy all-you-can-eat hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn, and, of course, cheesy Marco's Pizza at your Tortugas concession stands. Edgar Sanchez expected to make the start for Jupiter, 2-0, a 1.8 ERA. Julian Aguiar expected to make his team-leading fourth start of the year, 1-1 record, a 2.12 ERA. Our gates at the stadium open up at 6 o'clock. Our coverage will begin at 6:50 Eastern time, leading up to the 7:05 p.m. first pitch right here in Daytona Beach. That'll do it for us here tonight as the Tortugas return to the win column, their 10th of the year, a 10-6 final over the Hammerheads. For our quartet of owners, Ree Smith, Bob Fregole, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters here at the Jack. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Again, your final tonight, Daytona 10 and Jupiter 6. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.